new figures obtained by Keep Northern Ireland Beautiful show that council spending on cleaning streets, roads, open spaces is now costing more than £45 million. That's an increase of 5% during the last financial year. However, the practice of issuing fixed penalty notices for dropping litter and dog fouling has dropped by 13% on last year. Freddie Harris is from Keep Northern Ireland Beautiful. Freddie, what did you find here? What did the figures say?
Good morning, Stephen. Well, as you say, we can see there's been an increase in the spend across Northern Ireland, but a decrease in the number of fines being issued.
Say again, sorry?
There's been an increase in the spend, but a decrease in the fines. Now, we don't want people to come out attacking the councils here. No one envies the job that they have to do when it comes to litter. And litter is a huge issue across the country. So the councils, apart from some community groups and fantastic volunteer groups, the councils are the only other ones who are out there picking the litter up. So it is a really big job, and it's obviously costing a fair bit of money as well.
Why do you think the fines have gone down?
It's hard to say. I mean, it could be that there maybe aren't quite as many officers patrolling the streets to issue these fines. But really, what we want to get away from is blaming the councils on this. You know, it's a big job, it's a big ask, and enforcement isn't the only solution. Fines aren't the only solution. It's one way to get some money back, and it's one way to solve the problem. But we think that behaviour change is the bigger thing that we want to get people to do. You know, change their behaviour towards litter.
Behaviour in terms of what?
Well, in terms of dropping litter, in terms of what they're buying, if they're going into a shop and getting a single-use coffee cup instead of bringing their own mug to be filled up. Obviously, if they
bring your own mug to a coffee shop, come out in the morning and have a mug in your pocket.
Absolutely, it doesn't take much to carry a mug, Stephen.
I can barely carry myself out in the morning. So a mug in your pocket, a Delf mug.
Well, it doesn't have to be ceramic. It could be a stainless steel mug or a heavier duty plastic mug that can be reused thousands of times.
So we've been told not to use plastic.
Well, we're talking a heavier duty plastic here that will be used thousands of times over someone's lifetime, as opposed to a single-use plastic cup that's then dropped in the street and becomes
litter. Right. So what we're being asked to do these days, and look, I know I get hassled when I say this out loud, but we're being asked these days to carry a wee bag around with us so we don't get extra bags out of the shop. Now you want us to carry a mug around with us. You know, we're going to have a rucksack on our back with all of these things we need to do just to go out shopping.
Well, would you not rather have to inconvenience yourself just a little bit to have these extra things rather than see our streets, our countrysides, our beaches, our seas covered in litter, which is becoming an increasing problem? You know, we're not getting less plastics in the environment. We're not getting less litter in the environment. We're only getting more. And if all it takes is for someone to take a reusable mug with them when they go for their morning coffee, is that not a change you think is worthwhile?
A reusable mug. Well, let's see what the audience thinks this morning. 030 30 80 55 55. Councillor Jim Rogers, Belfast City Councillor Jim Rogers.
Good morning, Stephen. Welcome back.
Good morning.
Nice to hear your voice again.
Good morning.
I've got to say, Vinnie's done a brilliant job.
Wow.
He was excellent. Great understudy.
Well, clearly there's, understudy being the term. I keep reminding him of that, Jim. Don't let him forget it.
I know that.
Don't let him forget it. What do you think we're dirtier here in Northern Ireland than other countries, Jim?
Well, some of the other European countries, I must admit, are tremendous at how they work at the whole litter problem. But Belfast has improved immensely. And in regards to issuing fixed penalty tickets, in the last financial year, that was 2016-17, we actually have increased the numbers, not reduced them. Whenever you look at 2015-2016, now, it's still a major problem, costs a lot of money. But if you look at Belfast now compared with 5 years ago, the strides that we've been making are absolutely tremendous. You are aware, because Stephen, you and I have discussed this issue with others in your programme before. Our officers and staff are getting into the schools. There's an education programme. The teachers, the support staff are all working with us, trying to encourage young people how to handle litter and to be better citizens.
So what you're telling us, Jim, so obviously what we're saying this morning is fixed penalty notices for dropping litter and dog dirt and all that kind of malarkey, it's gone down 13%. So that's across Northern Ireland, across all the councils. You're saying for Belfast City Council, it's gone up. Is that right?
Absolutely.
By how much?
Now, it's a very small amount, but nevertheless, it's an improvement. And each year, we try to get better and better. And our staff, at times, who are involved in issuing fixed penalty tickets, and I've said this on many occasions in your programme and in other programmes, they're threatened, they're assaulted. It's not an easy job, but I admire them. I think they do an absolute wonderful job.
Here's an example. There was someone telling me this, and Newton Emerson's with us this morning as well. Good morning to you, Newton.
Good morning.
Good morning. Bring you in just a second. Jim Rogers, there was someone telling me this just 2 days ago, actually, that they were out walking their dog up what do you call that park up the Lisburn Road? What do you call that park? Whatever it is. Up the Lisburn Road. And basically, their dog was off the lead, and the dog was running around, all of that. And someone came up to them and said, look, we're from the council. You didn't have sight of your dog at all times. We could issue a fine.
That's correct.
And is that where it's at now?
Yes, that is correct, because dog fouling in our parks is still a tremendous problem. A lot of our parks with sports pitches, and most of the sports would be played on a Saturday, and you have teams complaining that whenever they go onto the pitch, you'll see, well, there's been a lot of dog fouling, and that's just not acceptable.
Newton, how dirty do you think we are in this country?
Well, compared to the continent and to the United States, and even to many big cities in Asia, Belfast still has a long way to go. I do agree with Jim that things do seem to be improving, and the council service is brilliant. In the storms in January there, a lot of bins blew over in my street, and I watched with absolute amazement as cleaning crews came up and down three times in one day until the whole neighbourhood was spotless again. I know that isn't a littering problem, but I know the council is putting in the effort and the resources. Also, in theory, if enforcement is working, fine should go down. I don't think that's exactly what's happening here across the rest of Northern Ireland, but it's not necessarily bad news that fines are going down. I'd need to know a bit more detail about what's causing that.
Yeah, but they're going up in Belfast ever so slightly. Mm-hmm. Do you think there's a general disrespect in this country for our environment, for our use of plastic? We throw things at our backsides. Any more than anywhere else, Newton?
I mean, I think that there are problems. I'm not sure we're significantly worse than anywhere else in the UK and Ireland. But, I mean, there are clear problem areas on beaches, for example, outside fast food restaurants. It's also not just a problem for individuals. There are problems with businesses as well. I know my wife was back at the weekend from Yorkgate, or Cityside as it's called now, where litter is blowing from bins all around the back of businesses, and she said the place looked absolutely dreadful. So, you know, there is, I think, a general carelessness still.
Is it starting to get ridiculous when you hear suggestions that we should all carry, you know, our own cups with us if we want a cup of coffee, or is that responsible?
No, that is responsible. I think that what's emerging about plastic waste is genuinely alarming. I know that there have been an awful lot of environmental alarm stories throughout our lives, but this one really is disturbing. I used to be told that plastic would break down in landfills in, you know, 50, 60 years, but the fact is that we don't know how long it takes for plastic to break down because we've only had it for 50 or 60 years. And as for the dog fouling issue, it does seem to be a little bit against natural justice to define you for not having something that might happen, that is, for not having a bag in case your dog fouls. But the problem with dog fouling, especially on play parks, really does require a drastic solution.
Jim in Sainfield. Morning, Jim. Go ahead, Jim.
First of all, you see, whenever you're out shopping and you're carrying your little bag, you could put your coffee cup into that little bag, use it, and then put it back in again. So there's no problem there.
I'm thinking of getting a dog, but my God, it sounds like so much hassle.
No, you don't put the dog in the bag. It's a coffee cup. The big what we have noticed, we have caught on people dropping dirty nappies. Now, we did report it to the dog warden here, the environmental health officer, whatever name she was under, and she did carry out an investigation in relation to it, but it had to stop at a particular point because how do you prove that this particular soiled nappy came from a particular child? But that seems to be pretty pretty prevalent that people do throw these out.
Really?
Oh, yeah, very much so. Very much so. You only have to go into an awful lot of these laybys and stuff like that. You see them all over the place. And
they throw dirty nappies out of the car or whatever?
Out of the car, yeah.
Stephen, Jim is quite right what he has said. That is a major problem. Nappies, it's just unbelievable. The number of nappies that you'll see in our highways and byways, it's disgraceful.
Well,
you know, there is an issue with nappies. I've had three small kids. They're only just all out of nappies, and it's a bit difficult to get exact information on what you're meant to do with them from the council. They don't really belong in any of the bins. I mean, you can take them down to an amenity site, but you know, nobody's really going to do that. And so essentially, everybody just puts them in their black bin and crosses their fingers. It's pretty disgusting for all concerned.
Here's Sam next. Morning, Sam.
Morning, Stephen. Can I make several points?
Well, you can once we get your phone fixed, mate. We'll do that. Ron in Belfast. Morning, Ron.
Hello, Stephen.
Go ahead.
Talking about your the litter.
Yeah.
Our biggest defaulters are our own bin technicians and our recycling. Our recycling lorry is just away about half an hour ago, and I could go out my front gate, and I could look down the street, and the place is littered with plastic bottles, laminate bottles, bits and pieces of paper, etc., etc. It's terrible. They're our biggest defaulters.
So what are you saying? What are you saying they're doing?
They're just the litter when they're putting the stuff into their compartments in the lorry.
Ah, come on, they pick them up if it drops down, surely.
They don't. They just go away and.
I don't believe that.
That's the truth. You can come out any time and watch them. And Jim Rogers is on your show today, and a few months ago he stated, which there probably are at times, that as bin technicians and inspectors and all are good workers. I was out at the car one day, and an inspector come up in his wee van, parked at the side of the road opposite my car, sat for about 2 minutes and away he went. He didn't even get out to go round an entry or anything. The other point being is that some of my neighbours have been up to that DUP office complaining about the state of the entries as in weeds and the size of bushes, etc., etc. They've been up at the DUP complaining, photographs and all, and the wee mini mobile entry cleaner, all it does is go up the middle of the street. So,
well, Ron, can I respectfully point out something to you? The council are not responsible in most cases for entries. Some of the entries are the responsibility of the Department for Infrastructure, that's Transport Northern Ireland, better known as Roads Service. Furthermore, sometimes they could be owned privately. There's a lot of unadopted entries. But in regards to your complaint this morning about recycling, and we deal with another company responsible for recycling, if you ask the those there who are involved with the Nolan Show to get my number from them and you ring me, I will ensure that someone goes out to look at your complaint.
Here's Vindy in Belfast. Morning, Vindy.
Yes, but Mr. Rogers...
Hold on, let me bring Vivendi in. Morning, Vindy.
Stephen. Good morning, Stephen.
Go ahead.
Stephen, what's the policy regarding horses? I mean, I'm driving about...
Horses?
Yeah, listen, I live close to a beach. I see horse droppings on the beach all the time. I also see it on the road driving about here in Belfast. So I do, and other places. What's the policy on that? Could you ask Jim Rogers there?
Yes, the council will speak to the owner of the horse or whoever's riding the horse... and take the appropriate action. They have
them?
A responsibility also to clean up after what the horses undertake.
Yeah, but Jim, will they be fined?
I would say so, yes. The same rules apply.
Well, that's fair enough.
For horses, didn't...
Yes, Stephen. If you're going to prosecute somebody in regards to a dog, you can't just draw the line and say...
Yeah, but it's only a different job.
You're not going to do anything about it.
Jim, people can go around under their shih tzu or whatever it is with a wee pooper scoop. They can't, you know, to pick up a horse, you'd need a skip.
No, not necessarily, Stephen. No, I wouldn't agree with you there.
Have you ever cleaned up after a horse?
Me personally?
Yeah.
Well, no. Now, I love horses, but I don't own a horse.
Well, you rode one when you were the high sheriff.
Horse riding. I knew you were going to bring that on. I don't want you to go down that road, but what I'm going to say to you,
you're very touchy about your sheriff background. You're very touchy.
No, I'm not touchy. You're talking all week about losing weight, and I'm going to ask you a question.
Yes.
When's the last time that you were in Belfast City Centre, the likes of Donegal Place, Royal Avenue, High Street, Castle Junction? When's the last time you've walked through that area? Now, what the truth?
I very rarely, and this is no slight on any of the businesses there, I would very rarely go in the Belfast City Centre to shop.
No, you would rather shop in the United States of America.
No, I'll tell you what I do, Jim. And look, do I feel a wee bit guilty with this? Probably. You're ticking me off on a tangent here, by the way, quite skillfully. But I now buy the majority of stuff on the internet.
I thought you would say that. Well, look, I'm putting out a challenge to you this morning.
Yeah.
And I want you to take it up because I've thrown out umpteen challenges over the years, and I think you've only taken up one.
I know, but you asked me to come swimming with you. That was a wee bit too far.
Well, that was good in Templemore Avenue, Bass. We both enjoyed that.
I saw you with your trunks on, your wee cap on, and I haven't slept since.
Look, well, Stephen, in all seriousness, I would like you to meet me at the front of the City Hall and let us go down Donegal Place, Royal Avenue, High Street, Castle Place, College Street, wherever, Chichester Street, and look at the state of our streets.
Okay, I'll do
that. And I have no doubt you will say they are a credit to the staff responsible for cleaning.
I will do that.
I want you, because I'm going to come back in this one. I'm not going to let you away.
So I promise you, I will do that. But I think you've touched upon another story there, which is, you know, I would like to look at some of the numbers, and we'll maybe do this over the next few days, of just how much is trade down in city centres across all different types of shops, and how much do we put that down the internet shop. And I'm hooked now, Jim, and just when you get home and you're tired at night, and rather than go down to a shop, you just click.
Trade is suffering, make no mistake about it, over the internet. But again, I want you to come out with me, and then you can come back and say to your listeners, yes, Jim Rogers is quite right. The improvements in Belfast in regards to cleanliness.
Thank you, Mr. Rogers.